The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to IMC. And we'll just start with a meditation directly. So to prepare yourself by sitting here with respect for yourself, with a kindness and care for your own welfare, perhaps so that later you might be able to offer respect and kindness and care to others. And to think of meditation as an act of self-respect, self-care, self-kindness, in such a way that it feels welcoming for you to be present, to be here, at this time, at this place, with your attention. That your attention is the vehicle for which care, kindness, respect can be present. Gently closing the eyes and perhaps with some long, slow, deep breaths as a way of both connecting to yourself and as you exhale, clearing away whatever it is that might interfere with present moment awareness. And letting your breathing return to normal. Relaxing in your body, softening, perhaps with the help of your breathing, softening whatever is hard in you. Meeting with care and kindness, whatever is difficult in you. At the end of the exhale, as the inhale begins, perhaps you can evoke the kind of awareness, attention, which has a quality of clarity, clear awareness here with the beginning of each inhale. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, where would you connect to inside of yourself if you were going to gaze out on the world with respect, with care, with kindness? Where would that come from in you? From the heart, from deep in your torso, below the layers of fear, anger, despair? Is there a home for compassion, for care, for respect of others? And if there is, to now at the end of the sitting to gaze out, metaphorically gaze out upon the world, and evoke goodwill for this world of ours, wishing well to others. May all beings be free of suffering. May others be free of oppression, violence. May they be free of hate, disrespect. May all beings live in safety, in mutual respect. May all beings be happy and free. And may it be that we can contribute to that being possible.